Your feelings follow your faith. It's not the other way around. Some people's faith follow their feelings. So if they're feeling good, they have faith. But you can't do that. You got to have faith. And when you have faith, then your feelings in time will fall in line with your faith. Amen. You just keep believing. Whether you feel it or you don't feel it. Faith says it's still, God's still there. He's still on the throne. This is all going to come out all right. Amen. We can't lose, because if God be for us, who can be against us? I like the way Paul said that. It sounds like he's almost insulted anybody even think anybody could be against. If God's for us, who can be against us? Amen. But what we're going to preach about tonight is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. And we're no stranger to this verse, but we want to look at it again. Praise the Lord. I love these verses. I just like the whole book, as a matter of fact. I read it from generations to revolutions, from lid to lid. Amen. I like it. It's a good book. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 said, "Now unto him," I want you to notice the structure. It's so neat. This is typical Paul right here. He's a real Pentecostal. Listen to this. And everybody say, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." And then listen, unto him. It's like he got sidetracked. He starts out saying, "Unto him," and then he goes, "Whoa!" He goes wild, and then he comes back and says, "Now unto him." Back to what I was saying. "Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ," or Christ Jesus, "throughout all ages, world without end." Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now that's a prayer that's gone on for three chapters, is what that is. Amen. He just got a little carried away. Told you it's Pentecostal. He starts out and then just, you know, we just kind of go wild. Amen. And then it's fun. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. Thank you so much for being here, first of all, and responding to beautiful worship, and then for responding to the word of the Lord. I just want to preach tonight on these three words. He is able. He is able. God's nature tells us that he is able. The Bible said that God is omnipresent. That means that he's everywhere. He's everywhere. I've heard people say, "I'm so far from God." Oh, really? Where are you going to go to get far from God? He was there before you got there. He'll be there after you leave. David said, "If I ascend into the stars, he's there." He said, "If I make my bed in hell, he's there." There's no place that he is not. God is omnipresent. And then the Bible teaches us that God is omnipotent. That means that God has all power. Amen. Everywhere he is, he's all powerful. Now, you see, the thing is, a good boxer learns this. That you know, if he can stay out of a guy's reach, then he can't get hurt. And the further you get from his reach, the less he can hurt you. But let me tell you something. God's reach it doesn't have a limit. You see, somebody said, "But I'm right at the edge of God." Well, if there were such a thing, and there's not, but if there were, he's just as powerful at the edge as he is at the center. Amen. There's no weakness in God. There's no place in God that he's less powerful than he is in another place. Amen. My friend used to say, he said, "Now when you get real close to the throne," he said, "call my name." He didn't want me calling his name when I was way out there before I got to it. But let me tell you something. God's just as powerful way out there as he is right up the center. He's just as powerful at the edge as he is at the throne. Amen. That's why God answers prayer when you're feeling good or feeling bad. Whether you're strong or whether you're weak. Whether you're good or whether you're bad. God is not dependent on you. He's all powerful everywhere that he is. And he's omnipotent and omniscient. And then God is eternal. Amen. That means he don't have a beginning. I tried to figure that out, and I just blew a fuse and said, okay, enough of that. And then I can't figure out eternity because I'm a finite creature. I started in Ranger, Texas when the devil was just a little boy. Amen. And he's grown up since then. Amen. And you see, but we're finite. We have a beginning. We have an ending. Everything we know has a beginning and an ending. But God didn't have a beginning. He does not have an ending. He just is. He just is. Amen. And I know some folks can't handle that, but I like it. Amen. Before Abraham was, he said, before Abraham was, I am. Amen. That was 1,500 years, but he said, I am before that. Praise the Lord. And he just is. And just you accept that by faith, you do okay. You try to figure it out, and you won't ever get there. God is omniscient. Somebody said it this way. Did it ever occur to you that nothing ever occurred to God? He just knows. He just knows. God's omniscient. He knows things. Amen. The only limit to God's knowledge is the limit that he chooses to put upon himself. God is omniscient. God is immutable. That means he doesn't change. Now that's a good thing when you're perfect. Amen. I know some people that don't change, but they need to. Amen. But God is perfect. And God is God. And God doesn't change. He is immutable. And that's a good thing about God. Amen. So God is not only able to do what we ask. He's able to do even what we can think. And some of us get scary with thinking. Amen. But God can do more than that. The Bible said, no matter how much you ask, no matter how much you think, he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all of that. Amen. So what he's just trying to tell us tonight is that God is unlimited. Amen. God is unlimited. He's able. What's the problem? He's able to give you an answer. Another fellow said it this way. He said, Jesus is the answer. What's the question? Amen. It's all in him. Hallelujah. The fullness of the Godhead. It's all in him. Whatever you have need of tonight, you're not waiting. Somebody said, I prayed. I'm still waiting for an answer. It may be God's waiting on you. Right? Amen. Sometimes we've got to get to a certain place before God can do what he wants to do. So sometimes I'm holding up the progress. I've prayed for God to change situations before, and when I finally got an answer, God said, I wasn't going to change the situation. The situation was all right. You needed changing. I needed to change your attitude. I needed to change your spirit. I need to work some things out in your heart. I need to work some things out in your life. And when you got to the place that I could do that, then I could give you the answer you were looking for. Amen. But most of us want other people to change. Shake your head like this right here. That is right. Amen. But sometimes, believe it or not, we need changing. Amen. I want to be willing. Amen. I want to be ready. I don't want to go reluctantly. Amen. God, if you need to change something, just let me know. Amen. I want my address to be changed. Whatever you need, you just do it. Amen. Hallelujah. God's able. God's able to deliver. Amen. Just ask Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego if God can answer. Amen. If God can deliver. Praise the Lord. Amen. They were facing, we talk about fiery trials. They knew about fiery trials. Here they stood, cast into a furnace that had been heated 7 times hotter than it had ever been before. They cast those young men down into that flame. Amen. And you know what? God just got right in there with them. Sometimes God will put out the fire. Sometimes God will deliver you from the fire. And sometimes God will go with you into the fire. But if you go in the fire, you be sure of one thing. You are not alone. God is in your midst. He's going to be there. And the fire will not hurt you. I don't read anything about those fellas trying to get out. Amen. God was in there. They were feeling good. Hallelujah. Ooh, I never done anything like this before. The Bible said the only thing that the flame affected was the bonds that people put on them. And those bonds melted away. And they had liberty. Amen. And then whenever they looked in, the king said, "How's it going, boys?" He said, "Didn't we put 3 men in the fire?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I see a 4th man in the flame, and it looks like the Son of God." Hallelujah. Amen. If you get in the fire, He's going to go in the fire with you. God knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Amen. Hallelujah. You can just ask Daniel. You know, Daniel, he's become a watchword. Somebody said, "I'm as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of Daniels." Amen. Yeah. It used to be nervous as a den full of lions. And you be sure you understand that Daniel was not put in the lion's den. I don't mind going in the lion's den as long as the lion's not there. But there's a difference in being put in a lion's den and a den of lions. And we preached a little bit about lions last week, didn't we? Amen. But you get into a den of lions. Amen. And if God's not with you, you'll be with Him real soon. One way or the other. But he was there for standing true to his convictions. Amen. He grew a backbone. He stood up and was faithful to prayer and to the Word of God and to the Lord of glory. And whenever he had to go to the den of lions, the Lord that created the lions went with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know exactly how all that worked. I don't know if God put them asleep. I don't know if God just said, "This is my man here." Nice little lions and just made them happy and purring and just enjoying being with Daniel. I don't know exactly what happened. He might have said, "Let's just go the millennium for a little while." Amen. When God's going to take all the ferocity out of the beast. I don't know what happened. I just know that everything was cozy. Now, I know there was nothing wrong with the lions. Because as soon as Daniel got out of the den and they threw those other men in, it was lunchtime. They were hungry. Amen. They devoured them immediately. So I know there wasn't anything wrong with the lions. They were real. They were genuine. Amen. Just like the fire was a real fire. But I'm saying to you today that God is able to deliver. And you'll know what? He still does. Do we believe that tonight? Praise God. I want you to know, I believe God can still deliver people out of drug addiction. I believe God can deliver people out of alcohol addiction. I believe God can still deliver people out of all kinds of sins. I believe God can break shackles. I don't believe you have to go through 12 steps. Amen. All you got to do is just take steps. Get to the altar. Repent. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Amen. Receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've heard people pray for Christians to cast devils out of them. I don't believe a Christian can have a devil. I don't believe God and the devil can live in the same house. He can oppress you from the outside. He can discourage you from the outside. He can tempt you and try you from the outside. But he can't get on the inside as long as you keep Jesus in there. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our God, He's a victor. Yes. Amen. And when you walk in Him and live in Him, you live in victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God delivers. There's nothing He can't do. There's nothing He can't deliver from. God can deliver you out of poverty. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But now, let me just say something here that may sound a little strange to some people, but God doesn't want everybody to be rich. You know why? Because most people can't handle it. People handle adversity much better than they do blessing. Solomon prayed a wise prayer. He said, God, he said, don't ever give me so much that I'll forget about you, and don't ever let me get so poor that I'll be tempted to steal. Amen. Well, God did. God blessed him with more than he needed. And you know what happened? For a time, he forgot God. Yes, he did. But in the end, he came back home. Praise God. I'm just telling you today, God is able. God is able. Brother Grissom, you don't know my situation. I don't need to. I know God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you know God, you don't have to worry about situations. Amen. He was God before you got there. He's God while you are there. And He's God's going to get you out of there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Amen. God is a God that delivers. God is a God that saves. God is a God that saves. Amen. Is my friend too far gone? No. How could it be too far gone? Somebody said God saves from the uttermost to the guttermost. Amen. If we'll let Him. If we'll let Him. Amen. Brother, what was it? Brother Crawford Coon, I believe it was, preached years ago at Texas Camp Meeting. He said it's getting hard to find good, clean sinners anymore. Amen. That's all right. Amen. God's not looking for good, clean sinners. God's just looking for people that want to be saved. God's looking for people that want to be delivered. God's looking for people that want out. Amen. Praise the Lord. The book of Hebrews said this. It said, wherefore He is able. Everybody said He's able. Also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Before you ever started looking for God, God already was looking at you. I've always had a little problem. I never have figured this out. Amen. Sometimes we say God found me, and sometimes we say I found God. God was not lost, so I didn't find God. Did God find me? God always knew where I was. It's kind of a paradox, isn't it? I never have really figured out how to say that. Amen. Our language is all messed up. You know, we drive on a parkway and park in a driveway. Figure that out. Amen. I don't know. It's all confusing to me. There's some mysteries in the English language. Amen. I just know this, that I'm glad that He knows where I am. Whether He found me or I found Him or however it was, I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad to be included. I'm glad He brought me in. Hallelujah. I'm just so happy today. God was there all the time. Amen. He knows. You keep praying. You got a loved one that's lost. You keep praying. Amen. You keep praying. It doesn't matter how difficult it looks. It doesn't matter how impossible it looks. You keep praying. You keep praying. You keep talking to God. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the difficulties. Don't look at the impossibilities. Look at God. Look at God. Look at God. Look at God. Amen. We got to keep our mind stayed on Him. Amen. What was the old fellow said? I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You got to wake up in the morning with your mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's like a gyro, you know. It has something on the inside of it. It's not affected. It doesn't twist and turn. It's locked in. It knows. It's fixed. Amen. And we gotta find that in the Lord. That we don't our faith doesn't go up and down with situations and circumstances, but our mind just stayed on the Lord. Amen. God, this world is topsy-turvy. It's a tempest down here. Sometimes I don't know which way is up, but I know where You are, and I know that You're God, and I know that You're stable, and I know that You're able, and I know that You'll provide, and I know that You'll save, and I know that nothing is too hard for the Lord. I know that You're a God that specializes in what people call impossible. Amen. We got to understand that about God. Amen. That He's stable even in the time of the storm. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Book of Hebrews 2:18 said, "For in Him He Himself has suffered," talking about the Lord, "been tempted." Jesus was tempted. It said He is able to succor or to help or to keep them that are tempted. You see, that's the beautiful thing. When I say, "Lord, You need to help me. Amen. I'm in the middle of a temptation. I'm in the middle of a trial. I'm having a real difficulty down here." Jesus said, "I know how you feel. I've been right where you are. I went through that same situation, and I made it without sin. I made it without caving in, and You're going to make it too. I know how to guard you. I know how to keep you. I know how to strengthen you. I know just what you need. I've been down that same road, and I know what the end is." Amen. Our God is able. I said, our God is able. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our God's able to provide. Amen. Yes, He can. Even when you can't, He can. You know, sometimes our pride gets in our way. Especially, well, I know men, because I don't know much about women, because I've never been one. I know this, they are a mystery. Even female dogs are different. We need to change some things at our house. I'm a real minority. We have two ladies and two female dogs. I don't have a... And Philip brings little what's-his-name Yoda home on the weekend. He's sure not much help. He's as confused as I am. We never have figured that out. If you think you got it figured out, you're just fooling yourself. Amen. This is what's... Well, I don't need to take that tangent, do I? Amen. Let me just stick with business here. We can go back to philosophy another time. But God knows how to work things out. Amen. God told a man by the name of Abraham, he said, I'm going to bless you, and you're going to have so many kids. He said, you look up at those stars. He said, that's how many, that's going to be your seed right there. And he said, see that sand you're walking on? He said, can you number all that? He said, oh no, God, I couldn't number that. He said, that's just how your seed's going to be, Abraham. God said that to him. And Abraham got to looking at himself. And his wife got to looking at herself. And you know, he was 75. She was 65. And they said, well, you know, maybe God intended us for help us to do it another way. Maybe we need to kind of help God out a little bit here. Maybe we misunderstood the Lord. Well, if you think you misunderstood God, you go back and ask Him again. Don't you go launching your program to help God out. Because it will get you in trouble. And so that's what happened. They decided, well, you know, we'll just help him out here a little bit. And they did. And we have this Arab-Israeli conflict still going on today. You know what that's a result of? Abraham and Sarah and Hagar trying to help God out. That's been going on a long time. And you know what? It's not any better now than it has ever been. It's still trouble. But you see, God knew what He was doing. I mean, sometimes God, you know, He just wants us to really, really know that He's going to come through. He wants us to know that it was really God. Because He knows the devil. You know the devil, don't you? Whenever God answers a prayer, and you know, after it's been answered, He says, oh, did God really do that, or was that you? Huh? You know, that would have worked out anyway without God. God didn't have to be in. But in the middle of it, you knew it was God. Amen. You knew it had to be God because there was no way. But later on, the tempter's going to come. And he, you know what? I've had the Holy Ghost now for nearly 50 years, going on 50 years. And you know, the devil sometimes still comes to me and says, how do you know you got the Holy Ghost? And I'd just say, you hang around a few minutes, I'll talk in tongues, and I'll show you I got the Holy Ghost. But he'll still lie. Because he don't have anything to lose. If you believe him, you're gone. You're sunk. You're out. Amen. So he'll just toss lies at, I mean, big ones. Amen. So God knew that. So he said, Abraham, I want you to really know this is me. Amen. So when Abraham was 100 years old and sweet little old Sarah was 90 years old, he said, now it's time. Hallelujah. Yeah, I reckon. Amen. And you know what? Amen. Sarah gave birth, just like God said she was going to a bouncing baby boy by the name of Laughter. I mean, Isaac. That's what his name means. She called him Laughter. Hallelujah. That's a good name, isn't it? If I ever have a little boy, I'm going to not name him Laughter. But that's a good name. It's a happy name. Amen. And so she called him Laughter. I'm telling you, God's able. And you know what? Abraham still got to enjoy that little boy for 75 years. Uh-huh. You know, you're doing pretty good if you get to hang around here 75 years now. But even after he was 100, God gave him 75 more years to enjoy his little boy. Yes, he did. God blessed Abraham. I'm just saying to you that God knows how to work things out in your life. Amen. You be faithful. You trust God. You believe God. You let God do what He wants to do. You let God have His way, and He'll work things out for you. Amen. He's still able to perform. He's still able to provide. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. I love this verse, 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. The Bible said, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God knows how to do that. God knows how to give you a raise on your job. Amen. I heard about a lady. She was just sure as she could be that she was getting ready to get fired. They laying off left and right. And she knew her time was coming. Had a missions conference at church. She felt really, really compelled to give an offering in the missions offering, and she gave it knowing that it might be her last opportunity because it looked like she was getting ready to lose her job. Amen. So she did. She gave that. Her car quit right after that, and that just like the devil. You know what the devil said, don't you? He said, now see, if you wouldn't have gave that money, you wouldn't be in this fix. She got called into the boss's office and she said, this is it. He called her in and called her by name and he said, so-and-so. He said, I'm giving you a promotion. Amen. You know, you're going to take so-and-so's place and that's going to give you a raise. Amen. And she was all excited about that. And then she remembered that she was having a problem with transportation. And she said, you know, I'm having a problem. Said, my car broke down the other day. He said, well, here, take mine. He was getting ready to get a new one anyway. Amen. You talk about a happy camper. Amen. Praise the Lord. She was a happy Pentecostal. Amen. She came in there rejoicing. What am I saying? See, God knows how to make things abound toward you. That's when you go through hard financial times, not of your own making. Now, you can tie God's hands. Amen. You can tie God's hands financially. I believe that tithing is a principle if I put God first. Isn't that what he said? Seek ye what? First. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. It's a principle. It's not because the preacher needs your money. Amen. That's not the reason you tithe. You're just honoring God. You're just doing what the Lord said. And when you do that, he's going to take care of your business. Now let me ask you a question. Who can take better care of your finances, you or God? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He knows how to make things abound toward you. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's good times, there's bad times. Paul said, I know how to abound, and I know how to be abased. In other words, he said, I know how to, when things are really growing great, and I know when I'm up against a wall. He said, but I have learned. Everybody say, I have learned. See, there's a key word. I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Amen. Praise God. So if it's chicken today, enjoy it. If it's feathers tomorrow, enjoy it. Just learn. God's going to take care of business. God's going to take you through. God's going to provide. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he knows how, and he does. God is able. God is able. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love this verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. The scripture said, but my God, I want you to notice, but my God. You've got to have a personal relationship with Him. This is not secondhand. It can't be grandma's God. It can't be daddy's God. It can't be Aunt Myrtle's God. It's got to be my God. But my God is or shall, if I say shall, supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Do you believe that? That's a verse in the Bible? Amen. We really believe that. God's going to supply all. You take care of your obligations with God. God will take care of his obligations with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is able. God is able. Amen. I believe God's able to heal. I believe God is able to heal. Brother Neil, do you believe that? Amen. I believe we saw that. About a year ago, you wouldn't recognize this man. Amen. But I'm telling you, God's healed. Hallelujah. God's in. Anybody here received healing in this house? Why don't you stand up right now? If God's ever healed you, amen. Just won't you stand up and let's give him thanks for just a minute. God's still in the healing business. Amen. Hallelujah. God, I do want to tell you thanks. I do want to tell you thanks. I want to appreciate what you've done. Amen. You're still a healing God. You're a saving God. You're a providing God. You're a delivering God. You're able. 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 Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is able. You may be seated. Amen. Cherie woke up this morning, couldn't hardly stand up. Both of her feet were swollen and bruised. And she didn't know how she was going to make it. Amen. Limped somehow to church, hurting so bad. Amen. Got up here, just said, Lord, please help me. Touch me. I want to be in church today. She got up here turning stuff on and looked down and said, my feet don't hurt. Amen. The bruising's gone away. Hallelujah. Amen. God's in the healing business. I remember I hadn't had the Holy Ghost very long. I was about 15 years old. We had a church picnic. We always had such a great time, church picnics, and, you know, go out. And I was 15, you know. I could run like a deer. Yeah. Yeah. I try that now, and people say, oh, dear. Amen. I could jump, man. I had it all together. It happened to you. You just wait around a little while. Amen. But I was 15 years old, and I'll never forget that day. I don't know what happened. But, man, something got a hold of me, some kind of a virus. I don't know if I ate something bad. My stomach just doubled me over. I was in such intense pain. I just couldn't stand it. My stomach was hurting so bad. Of course, I was a tough boy, but I was fighting tears, but I was losing. And I was hurting bad. And my dear pastor, Brother Ron Eskridge, came over and laid hands on me and prayed in Jesus' name. You know what? And just the Lord touched me. That pain went away. Amen. I got up and got back on the ball field. Amen. And save the day. At least that's the way I remember it. Amen. And you weren't there, so you can't refute it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, God's good. I got real sick. Man, I tell you, the devil knows why he does this, but it usually happens on either a Saturday night or a Sunday morning. I'm telling you, I got sick. Real, real sick. And I was in such intense pain. It was that kind of pain and I was serious. I wasn't just saying this. I was telling the Lord, now Lord, please, you either take this away or take me home. Just don't leave me here in this condition. I was hurting so, so bad. Such horrible, horrible pain. Didn't even get to go to church that morning. Amen. After church, the sweet men of the church came over to my house and they gathered around the bed and they laid those old rough welder's hands and farmer's hands and all of those good, strong, manly hands and they started praying. Amen. And I'm telling you, God reached down and healed my body. That pain went away. Amen. I went to the doctor just to find out what was going on. And she said, there's two things. She said, you had shingles and you had dengue fever. you ever had dengue fever, it's rare in the United States, but it's called bone break fever. Because it feels like your bones are breaking. That's exactly what it feels like when you got it. So I had a double whammy. But I'm telling you, the Lord of glory reached down and healed my body. Amen. I'll never forget that. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God's a healer. Amen. God keeps us through our stupidity. If I was trying to get to Athens, you'd elected me to be pastor. I was doing my best to get here. Amen. I knew I was in trouble, but I was too stubborn to quit. While we were loading stuff on the trailer, my chest was hurting so bad I couldn't breathe some days. But I just kept saying, but you know, Lord, you got to take care of this. You can heal me. Amen. You can take care of it. And finally, one day, I just couldn't even walk any further. And the Lord said, I think you need to go get that looked at. I think so too. And I went to the doctor and they did their little thing, you know, put the little tube down in there and they found out there's a little vein in the back in your heart. It's called the lab. And or some people call it the widowmaker. And it was 98% blocked. 2% more and I would have been out of here. Amen. And didn't even know it. Didn't even know it. God was so good. I'm just giving you testimonies, these are personal testimonies. I hope I'm not offending anybody by being personal, but this is personal for me. Amen. We serve a personal God. Amen. I can talk to you about other people's stories. I can tell you, I could stand here and tell you stories all night long about what God's done for other people, but every now and then I just like to talk a little bit about what the Lord has done for me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heal my body. Amen. I had to go through open heart surgery. I didn't want to do that either. I thought, well, you know, just run that little deal in there and, you know, blow that thing up and open it up and put a little stent and I'll be good to go. He said, well, it's right at a Y. He said, and if I do that, you'll probably die. So I said, let's don't do that. So we went to plan B. Some of you gentlemen here have gone through that same procedure. Amen. Praise God. And God got us through it. Praise the Lord. 12 days later, they opened two veins. A few days later, another one was plugged up again. Right back in the hospital. Round two. Amen. They did a little Roto-Rooter thing. Got that going. Amen. I'm just saying God's good. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's really good to us. And I'm just saying God can heal. God can heal. Praise the Lord. I can do just about anything I ever could do. I asked the doctor if I could play golf when I got through. He said, yes. I said, I hope so. I never could before. I haven't tried after, but one of these days I'm going to try it. Just see if I can. You never know. Might have helped things. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I'm just telling you that God's good to us. God's a healer today. And if you got sickness in your body, God still heals. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I like this story. And I'm gonna finish here just real soon. Amen. But in the book of Matthew, verse number 27. The Bible talks about, this is very amazing to me, it said that there were some blind men following Jesus. I wonder how they did that. Blind. I'm serious. Blind men follow. That took some effort. They did. They put forth that effort, Brother Neil. That tells me that those men had a desire. For a blind man to follow Jesus is something. They put forth some thought. I'm assuming that they had somebody to lead them. I don't know how they did it, but they followed him. Amen. I don't know how long they followed him. I don't know to where they followed him. But I know that they followed him. I don't know how many miracles maybe they saw. Pun intended. But they followed Jesus. Amen. And the Bible says that Jesus, and they started crying out, saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And Jesus, the Bible said he turned around and he said to them, he said, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" And they said, "Yes, Lord." And he touched their eyes. And he said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And I guess they had faith because the Bible said their eyes were open. Hallelujah. Their eyes were opened. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God healed them. He's in the healing business. Does God still heal blind eyes? Yes, He does. Last time I was in Colombia, we were in a, I told you this many times, but we were in such an awesome service. Probably about, I don't know, 12, 15,000 people there. And the presence of God's been like it's been around here lately. I mean, it was so thick and powerful. People were praising God and worshiping God. There was no way that you could get to them. There was no way they could get to you through that kind of a crowd. So the evangelist, he just prayed a simple prayer of faith. And he said, "Yeah, how many need healing?" And a bunch of people raising all over the house. Amen. And he prayed a prayer of faith. And man, I'm telling you, the power of God fell. Folks started shouting. They started passing crutches and wheelchairs. Amen. They were dancing around, got up out of wheelchairs, got rid of their crutches, passed them up to the front. Just last year, we got a cane right back there in that booth. Brother Jared Cheshire went to men's conference last year on a cane. Amen. He come to me after service and he said, "Pastor, I don't need this anymore." He said, "The Lord healed my back." And he's done that until this day. Amen. He hadn't had any more problem. Amen. But Columbia, it was church and somebody started shouting, saying, "I can see, I can see, I can see." For the day God healed their eyes, they'd been blind and they could see. People that were deaf, their ears were unstopped. General Conference a few years ago, we had a moving service, and this individual that was there, as soon as he got home, he was going to go to the doctor. He had cataracts on both of his eyes. He was going to go for cataract surgery. While he was worshiping the Lord, something hit his hand. Amen. And he looked down and he noticed that he could see. Praise the Lord. Those cataracts fell off of both of his eyes, and God healed him in that service. Don't you tell me that God is not a healer, and He's still able, and nothing is too hard for the Lord. God's still in the healing business. Amen. You know what I think we ought to do right now? If you got a sickness you need praying for, I think you ought to come on down here right now. We're going to pray for you. Amen. If you believe that God can heal, amen, come on down. Step out right now. God wants to do something in this service tonight. Amen. You come sick, you can leave here whole and healed. Let's just give God a chance. I said, let's just give God a chance here tonight. Give Him an opportunity. Let's see what the Lord can do. Amen. Somebody called Brother Bernard's church when he was pastoring in Austin. And they said, we got a man we need to pray for. Doctors are giving him a 10% chance that he's going to live through this. Amen. Brother Bernard said, let's just see what God can do with 10%. Amen. You know, the church went to prayer and that man's still living today. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to take 10% and I'm going to give him 100%. Amen. God is able. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Brother Brown, Brother Bacon, amen. Brother Fry, amen. All of you ministering brethren, Brother Cody, all of you got a call to preach, Brother Colton, y'all get ready. We're going to pray for some people. You got your faith? Amen. Anybody got some faith here tonight? Anybody got faith in God? Anybody looking to the Lord right now? Come on, let's just focus on Him. Get your mind on Jesus right now. Forget about everybody else. Forget about everything else. Just focus your faith on Jesus Christ right now. Lord, we know that You're able. Amen. We know that you're a God that can deliver. You're a God that can save. You're a God that can provide. You're a God that can heal. Amen. We come tonight believing you. We focus our faith fully and completely on you.
Oh, there's a healer in the house today. And for you healers to make a way. Just ask and believe, and by faith we'll see. There's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. A healer in the house today. Ask and believe, and by faith we'll see. There's a healer in the house today. A healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. You he wants to make a way.
Praise
the
Lord. Amen. Let me give you, let me just have your attention here for just a minute. Let me give you some instructions so we can get a little order going. Amen. If you have a physical need, why don't you line up right there against that wall? And we're going to make a prayer line here. Those that don't have a need, that we're going to be praying for you. I want you to stay here. And if you got a physical need, you go over there. And then we're going to have you march through this prayer line. Anybody remember old-fashioned prayer lines? We're going to do that here tonight. Amen. So if you got a need, we're going to pray for you. This is not going to interfere with anything. Amen. This is not going to stop the Holy Ghost. It's going to take us just a minute to get organized here. Amen. But brethren and sisters, amen. You got faith in the Lord. I want you to line up facing one another here. Amen. Some on this side, others stand on that side. Make a way where people can walk right through the middle here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if you got a physical need tonight, we want to know about that. Amen. We're getting ready to pray for you. We have faith in the house tonight. Amen. I believe God is able. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Let's get our mind on the Lord one more time. Let's praise Him right now. Let's lift your faith to the Lord. Amen. Lift your faith to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ, you're the great physician. Amen. With your stripes, we are healed. Amen. You said it, and we believe it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sister Talika, if you'll just go ahead and start walking your way over here. I want y'all to reach out your hands right now and pray for her. Amen. As she goes down this line, everybody pray for her right now. Stretch your faith this way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You're the great physician, O Lord. You are the healer today. We believe it right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. That's all right. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Anything and everything. He can do anything but fail. And God can heal anything. Anything and everything. There is nothing He cannot do. God can heal anything. Anything and everything. He can do anything but fail. Anything and everything. He can do anything but fail. God can do anything.
Tell
Give the Lord praise right now. Jesus, we thank you. Atamana shiono. Anaya shikatara koto. Iomonami shikaya nakata. Jesus, you're wonderful. Jesus, you're wonderful. Jesus, you're wonderful. And we give you praise. And we give you thanks. And we give you glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Okay. All right. We'll do that. Amen. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Sister Hunt, would you stand in proxy for Sister Nancy? Let's pray for Sister Nancy right now. I know what doctors say, but we know Dr. Jesus. Amen. He can change all this. So let's ask him right now to touch Sister Peterson tonight. Amen. And heal that body. Lord Jesus, I pray right now for Sister Nancy. I pray for her spirit. God, she's a great lady of faith. And I'm asking you right now to encourage and strengthen her and provide great peace and power. Amen. I ask you to heal her body. God, reach down through this surgery. God, and put it on fast forward. Ask you today, God, that you'll restore her absolutely and completely in her physical body. Amen. Restore her health, Lord. Complete usage of that arm and shoulder today. Amen. Work a miracle in her life. By the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it right now, and we give you the glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Lord, right now we ask you, God, for a miracle of deliverance. Right now, break this bondage, God. Break the bondage that's in this life and heal him right now. Set him free in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are the great physician. And we ask you right now, Lord, for salvation. Amen. You are the delivering God. You are the saving God. It is the will of God. We thank you for it right now. Give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus, I ask you to heal Jeff today. Give us a miracle in the man's life. God, heal his body and restore his salvation. God, bring him to that sweet place of restoration today. Amen. That he can once again know you in the joy and the peace and the righteousness and the power of the Holy Ghost. And I ask you, Lord, heal his body. Heal his body. Heal his body. Restore him, oh God. We pray in Jesus' name. I pray for Sister Elaine Washington, Brother Tommy tonight. Heal them. Heal their physical body. Amen. Cast out that sickness. And let them from this very moment feel strength and refreshing and healing come into their bodies. I ask you right now for the authority and in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. One. Pray for Sister Godare's daughter. Has kidney stones. You know her name. We don't have to. Sister Godare's daughter. We want to pray right now that God will dissolve these kidney stones and give her relief and healing. Jesus, right now, you know this sweet lady. And you know her need right now. I pray that she would minister her physical body. God, and I ask you to cause these stones, Lord, to pass. God, and deliver her from any pain. God, let it not be a difficult situation, but give her healing today in her physical body. Amen. And God, heal the condition that would cause her to have these stones. Go to the very core and very source and do the same. I pray for Brother Hudson tonight. God, that you would deliver him from this kind of a situation. Touch Brother Cheshire tonight, Lord. Deliver him, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus. All these that are suffering right now in their physical bodies, we ask you, Lord, for their healing tonight. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's pray for Brother Grissom. Hallelujah.
We will not be defeated. sun's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down.